If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Boys State Hockey Tournament comes to a close tonight. 2A title game, Minnetonka, defending champ Moorhead. And she has been there all week. Has she left the X? Heather Rule joins us. What a week. I mean, you have been there morning, noon, and night, Heather.
Yes, I'm still waiting for that little room with a cot right. For me to get set up here at the arena. Hasn't happened yet. I had a couple of the late games this week, and then right away for semifinal Friday, the first game. So... yeah, that was a quick turnaround, but it's, another day I was over at TRIA for wild practice, frost practice, then came over here, worked, and watched the games. It's just what I do. So.
Yeah, wow. That is a lot of hockey in 1 week. Phenomenal 1A title game earlier today. Warren wins it 5-4 in overtime, and as we mentioned, the 2A title game. Set tonight in St. Paul, but, the images of this tournament, and every year you say, well, it can't be, get any bigger, we kind of know the story, and we're kind of used to it, but you take a step back and think, this is a major league arena, packed to the gills for an annual event. It's pretty extraordinary when you take that step back.
Yeah, it always is. Every year, it's just always exciting to see the building fill up with people, see the lines of people to get in, and the bands, the different student sections, to see kind of what theme they're going with. There's a lot of USA. There's some neon, highlighter type themes. Other students go with kind of the sports jerseys, I think one of the schools did. So. That's always fun. The
camel.
Hockey hair, War Road kind of, they did the bleach blonde hair, which I remember at TJ Oshie's team, 21 years ago, they did that. And finally we're able to kind of break that title drought for them. And so the hockey hair is always big. Definitely some creative choices. I believe Mankato West the other day was pretty impressive with some of their choices with colors and designs. And the hair was pretty interesting, but... yeah, the scope of this event is always really exciting to see people come out. It's an annual tradition. People maybe don't watch high school hockey all year, but they come to this tournament. And, the Class A final, I'm kind of still wrapping my head around that, still kind of writing that one up. That was game of the tournament so far for me. That was, in the last few years, there's been overtime. And what did I count up? 3 or 4 of the Class A title games. So it's been... it's been very exciting. It was kind of the game. I was waiting for a team to kind of have a late comeback and to sort of this back and forth, which is what we saw with War Road and Hibbing Chisholm. I thought that might have happened semifinal Friday. I thought Montemina might have done it. But to see that today, the ending was really exciting.
Yeah, just an extraordinary title game. And Lindsay and I were talking about it, and she had a chance to kind of go through the highlights. And after War Road won it in OT, the final goal, kind of a tic-tac-toe play, not much of a chance for the goaltender. And the joy for War Road and for Hibbing Chisholm, just the brutal disappointment of all of that is just, it says it all. I mean, it's just sport in one moment that sums it all up for these kids.
Yeah, I think what was really cool to see at the end of that game was just the emotions that really poured out of on both sides of the ice. You had Hibbing Chisholm that, those players were sitting down, they were kneeling, they were just kind of shell-shocked, and, I'm sure tears were flowing on their side being on the losing end of it. But then to see Woro, to see Shagabe, just sitting there, head in his hands, just sobbing at scoring that goal. And he, similarly came in the press conference downstairs and really couldn't find the words on the first question either. Just kind of put his hands at the top of his head, and you could tell he was just still in shock. So to see the emotions for that team and everything that's been poured into it. You know, they've gotten close a couple times recently. They lost a one-goal game in the title game. And, you know, for all the other good teams from Waro that they brought down here and haven't been able to get it done in the last couple of decades, and for them to be able to do that, I think was really exciting for them and for their whole community.
Heather Rule joining us and joins on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. And you think about that winning goal and the emotion of the moment, winning it for the school and your teammates and the town. But here's the thing about a moment like that. That kid will be an old man, and people will still come up to him and say, I remember you scored the winner in the 2026 title game. That's what's kind of cool about it and kind of moves me. It's like no one in War Road or anybody with any connection to War Road will ever forget that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And especially in his family, too. The name Shagabe has really been synonymous with this tournament. And, you know, he's had an older brother play here. And, you know, as the coach pointed out, he watched his older brother lose in double overtime in the title game. And so, you know, it's like they're doing it for all these teams that came here and couldn't do it, you know, before them. And, you know, the interesting thing about this game, too, with Hibbing, I mean, there was going to be a good story either way, because Hibbing was trying to do something that they hadn't done in decades either, and they were trying to win a title for the first time since 73. So, yeah, I think it's just, it's like you said, I mean, he's going to be talking about that forever and have bragging rights within his family for sure.
Yeah, and he should be able to walk on air for a while after that. Just a cool moment. Once again, tonight, Minute Talk, Moorhead of the Spuds. They kind of got the band back together after last year and play for another title tonight, because there was talk that, you know, these guys would part ways, but they got back together and said, hey, let's make another run, and here they are.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see if they could, you know, if Moorhead could go back-to-back after all of those title games and all those years of just being the bridesmaid, never being the bride, never kind of getting over that championship hump last year, finally able to win it. And then, you know, what a story it would be if they could go back-to-back, which is something that is hard for anyone to do. But for them to accomplish that would be incredible, I think, for their community. And obviously, Minnetonka's going to have something to say about that. You know, it's the top seed. And, you know, when they come down here the last couple of times, they've won the championship. So I know they've got a lot of talent and are hoping to do that again, too.
You know, and I saw Minnetonka play at Rogers late in the season. And I think it was the regular season finale. I'd have to look it up. But very late in the year up there, you know, it was a game I did on StarTribune.com. It was a featured game that night. And Rogers really outplayed him. Rogers, I don't even think, got out of the section semifinal. They're in a new section this year. And I wonder if that performance that night in Rogers, where they got handled pretty good by the Royals, was maybe the turnaround and the wake-up call and led them to this moment. It would be very interesting to hear their comments about that night in Rogers, where they didn't look too good after an outstanding regular season. Heather, one other thing we want to get into for sure, and that is the Frost and noon game tomorrow. And we had the long Olympic break, and now finally the Frost get another game, and they're still on the road.
Yes. Yeah, they had those kind of three games right before the Olympic break.
Yeah.
And, you know, had a good stretch, had a good run there heading into the Olympics. And then, yeah, had the big break. And now I think they have these couple on the road. I believe they have another takeover tour game coming up, too. They're back here on the 13th. I know that. So they will be back here, and I'm sure that'll be exciting for fans to welcome them back. I'm sure they'll do something to welcome back the Olympians. But it'll be interesting to see how they play tomorrow. Their first game back was maybe you could call a typical, like, okay, they haven't played together for a while. You know, they were shut out in that game. Probably not their best game. I'm sure they would tell you they were without Kendall Coyne Schofield, who's on IR. And she's obviously one of their best players and top scorers in the league, but you know, they have plenty of other top scorers on their roster as well. And so, you know, they've had some chances to practice together this week again, and hopefully they can maybe get a win tomorrow. I believe they're in third place in the standings now. Toronto has been struggling a little bit this season. So, you know, hopefully there's an opportunity there for them to get back to their game. You don't want to see them kind of have this. There's usually at some point in the season, they kind of have a little slide, a little bit of a slump, and kind of don't want to see that happen. They were on such a good run, like I said, coming into that Olympic break. So hopefully they can figure it out, and getting another win would be good after the break, because then you don't want it to turn into, okay, now we haven't won since January or something like that. So, you know, it should be interesting. I think, you know, like I said, they have all those gold medalists on their team, so I think they should be fine.
Yeah, and that is a noon start Toronto time, 11 a.m. our time, and good news, folks, it's on Fox 9 Plus. So even if you had a good old-fashioned antenna, just Fox, that'd be 9-2 on your tuner, and if you have Fox 9 Plus on cable or satellite or whatever, you're in business. So Minnesota at Toronto, 11 a.m. tomorrow on Fox 9 Plus, noon Eastern time. Hey, Heather, always great. Once again, been a lot of fun to follow you on social media during the tournament this week.
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it. It's always a very busy time of year, but it's always a fun time of year. There's nothing like the state hockey tournament. So it's always
fun. And how do people find your work, the written word?
Yeah, so I'm on the socials. I'm at HL Rule. I have my own Substack, Written Rule of Sports, Written, R-U-L-E, of sports.substack.com. And I usually post all that stuff on my socials as well. And Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, Threads, all that. So, yeah.
All right, Heather, great work this week. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Quick break. We'll come back. We'll have an update on the weather and then read and react. I get three questions for Lindsay. She has no idea what they are. And then flip it around. She gets to ask me three things. I have no idea what she's going to ask. And we'll do that next here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.